Gvald, I'm talking to tape recorder again. Hi, Gvald. Good afternoon, Chesamir Aleph. We're discussing the sugya of the badge. Are you allowed to take out a badge on Shabbos? So here, the Gemara after this in the Lund. The Lund is that the badge, the Eved, when he's out in the street, he wants to appear to be a free man. Here, the Lund is the Gemara of Lundis. Every halacha of Haitzah requires its own Lundis. When a slave is in the street and he sees his friends, he wants to appear to be a free man. So what does he do? He rips off the badge. He takes off the badge to show, look, I'm a free man. So what is the concern? By doing so, he'll put the badge in his pocket. He'll carry Dal Ramas, but Rishus Sarabim. Therefore, Chazal said, do not go out with the badge on Shabbos. We are afraid that due to social pressure, you'll come in contact with your chaverim, and they do not have badges, and you don't, but you may come to carry. You see this murdik of art, you know, I want to tell you something over here when it comes to a mask. You see this murdik of art. I got into a very heated thing on Friday. It was unbelievable. I told them that on Shabbos, you're allowed to wear a mask. And then I said, what's the lungs why it should be awesome? We went to the Gansa lungs of a mask. And there was one guy that went berserk. He mamish went berserk over this. And he was accusing me of all these chumras. Why in the world should there be a hava amina not to wear a mask on Shabbos? I said, what's the purpose of a mask? Not a piece of clothing. What's the lumness of a mask? Why are you wearing it? Let's go to the lumness. Unbelievable. So I want to point out over here to you another interesting point. Over here, the Gemara says that if you're wearing a badge, you're not going to go on Shabbos because you're going to meet your chaverim. And they are not wearing badges. And what are you going to do? You want to be one of the guys. So you're going to take off your badge, put it in your pocket, and walk more than Dalet Amos. So the worst maskana is, it depends. If the badge was made by the Rebbe, by the master, and he stitched onto your garment, you wouldn't dare. You would not dare to take off that badge, because then he'll come after you. He'll go and he'll kill you. So you're not going to do it. But if you made the badge, Amal in ancient times, the way it worked was that the master said to the servant, listen, you make the badge. Just you make a badge to show that you're mine. I'll let you make your own badge. So then he has much more leeway. Then there's a concern. He may come take it off because of social pressure. Think about it today. Today, the fact is a lot of people are embarrassed to wear a mask. I'm telling you, it's a reality. It's a fact. Look at Trump. Trump says he's never going to wear a mask. Look at Pence. He went there, he got into a lot of trouble. Everyone was there and he wasn't wearing a mask. How come Kim doesn't wear a mask? How come the person that had the scissors for him there wasn't? They were all making a whole drush on the news. How come the guy or the woman holding the scissors to cut it wasn't wearing a mask? They're embarrassed. It's a mitzvah. So now, when the weather is getting nice and people are misled to believe there's no more sakana, they take off the mask. And now you go on Shabbos with the mask. And you see a chaverim down the block wearing a mask. You're going to be embarrassed. You're going to take off the mask. You hear? You hear the lumbus? Okay?
Yeah, so?
There's no chazal today. There's no chazal today. You have no right to be goyzer on something that they were not goyzer on. Chazal were only goyzer on badges. They never discussed masks. So you have no right to make new takanas. Vaita, ha the avle rabbi, the master you're not going to go off. Ha the avle, ha the avle il nashu. Next gemara, b'mayu kim to lahod the Shmuel. What's the gemara's maskana? The avle le rabbi. When the Shmuel say that it's permitted to go out into the street with a badge that was made by the master, because you're not going to take it off. E bazei, b'chaysam shibuchsusu amayloi. If that's the case, you now to go with the badge that was made by the master, you might come take it off. Why then does Shmuel allow you to wear a badge that was made? But when Shmuel over here said that an Eved is permitted to go with the badge, but Oifin the Avlei Rabbi, right? When the master made it. Okay, when the master made the badge, now if that's the case, you're not going to take it off. You're not going to take the badge off. If the master made the badge. Frank the Gemara, if that's the case, the Avle Rabbi. So if that's the Chosim Shibuch Susan, am I loy? So why not the badge that's attached to his garments? He's also not going to take, he's Why then does it say in the Mishnah? Why are, even though he did not make, here's the question, even though the slave made it himself, why isn't the slave afraid to take off the badge that he made himself? He's still a slave. He should still be concerned that the master will get angry. The Gemara answers, Dilma may be mifsak, it may break, umirtos, he'll be afraid. He will take it, he will fold it, and put it on his shoulder. Now this chash only is concerning the choysam that's on his clothing, but a choysam on the neck, it's impossible. And that's why he always could go out with it. In other words, here's the explanation, is that in Hinami, Ein Hochinami, even if the slave makes his own choysam, he has to wear it. That's correct. But when you're wearing a choysam on your clothing, if the choysam falls off, what you do with it is you put it on your shoulder. And if you put it on your shoulder, that's going to be called carrying. But a choysam that's made around your neck, if it falls off, there's nowhere to put it. There's nowhere to put the choysam. Okay, so that's why there's going to be. Let's this one more time. Okay, look at the top one more time. I have to just take this drink a little bit. I'm still here. One second.
Hello?
I have technical difficulties. One second. Don't leave me.
Don't leave me.
All right, let's go. Let's go, Clark. Okay, let's go very quickly. Shmuel Amar, the top of the page, very quickly. Shmuel says, Kavla de Avda Tanan. It is a badge of a slave. For that thing was different. When it says badge of, what does it mean? That mean the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to go on Shabbos with the badge of a slave. For that thing, Gemara Umiyamar Shmuel Hachi Umiyamar Shmuel Shmuel says Yoytzo Eved B'Chosim Shabbat Savora. You are allowed to go out with the badge on your neck. Avoloi B'Chosim Shabbat Chasusay. Loi Kashachad Avoloi Rabbi Chad Avoloi Yanafshe. Let's clarify that point. The Avoloi Rashi Avoloi Rabbi Islay Emosa. When it says in the Mishnah. When it says that you are permitted to go out with the choysam around the neck, that's going where the islay emosa, the Rebbe made it. The Rebbe made it. You're not going to take it off. Okay? So ha de avale rabbe, the Rebbe made it. So what's that case? That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah, let's clarify, the Mishnah, our Mishnah that says categorically a slave may not go out with the badge, is going with the badge that was made by the Rebbe. This that it says that he may go out with the badge around the neck is going where he made it himself. Rashi, the next words of Rashi, there is no Rashi. So therefore the statement, the memra, that says that differentiates between neck is going to be mutter, and the neck is going to be, so the neck is going to be osur, and the garment's going to be mutter, that is going when he made it himself. If he made it himself, the mayukim de lahad shmuel, the avad le rabbe, how are we going to zetzain shmuel, the avad le rabbe, I thought we had the other way around. I'm all mixed up over here. The avad le rabbe. Isle imosa veloy shokale mitzavoroi loylichoi biyadai. We'll mix up over here. What happened over here? We gotta go back. I'm sorry, we have to understand this Gemara. I'm getting very annoyed. Ay, ay. The beginning of the Gemara says, Shmuel says, Kavlo da Avatanan. The Kavl Sh'osra HaMishnah. Lot says by who choisim shoisim le'eved. Okay, so let's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says kavla da avda tanan. The Mishnah clearly says it's forbidden for a slave to go out wearing a badge. Fact the Gemara. Really? Is it really categorically forbidden for a slave to wear a badge? Umi oma shmuel hochi viyama shmuel yoytze ho'eved. A slave may go out. B'choysam shebit savaroi. Avaloi b'choysam shebit susoi. So what do we see? We see that Shmuel holds that it's permitted for a slave to go out. So we have a stira. We have a stira because the Mishnah says that it's osur, and here he says that it's mutter. Loi kasha. Ha de'ovad lei rabbi. When Shmuel in the Mishnah says that it's forbidden, Rashi says de'ovad lei rabbi. Islay, the memra that says it's mutter. No, mutter! 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 That's where I got confused also. You see, I went down your path. The memra that Shmuel says is mutter. That's the memra. The memra that Shmuel says is mutter is going when the Rebbe made the badge. When the Rebbe makes the badge, the slave is not going to take it off. He's knocking. That's why it's permitted to go out into the street.
With the emblem, with the badge.
With the badge. You gotta go out because he's not gonna take it off. Ha double A Lenafshe. And the Mishnah that says the slave is not allowed to go out into the street, no matter what, is where he made it for himself. Where he made it himself, there's no mirsas.
He will not be afraid to take it off.
He will not be afraid to take it off. There's no mirsas. Okay, so now what's the brisa? The brisa that says that it's mutter. There's no fear. Is going where? There is fear. That's why it's, the reason why it's mutter. Is because he's afraid. The Mayakim the Shmuel the other lay Rabbi. So that's why it's mutter. He's not going to challenge the Rebbe. If the case is going where the Rebbe made and he's not going to challenge the Rebbe when it's around his neck, it should be mutter when it's attached to his garment as well. Because he's not going to take it off either. So So why does the Braisa, the Memra, forbid the slave to go out into the street with the chosam on his garment if the chosam was made by the Rebbe? If we are assuming the entire memra is discussing where the Rebbe made the chosam. The same way this emosa de Rabbe with regard to the one that's around his neck, there's also emosa de Rabbe with regard to the bed that's on his garment. He should be permitted to go into the street. He's not going to take it off. The Gemara says no. There's a very big difference between the first part of the memra and the second part of the memra. The first part of the memra is where the chosam is a chain. It's around his neck. So when it's around his neck, the slave is afraid. He's not going to take it off. Let's say lu yitzuya, it breaks. Let's say it breaks. Attacker cracks. What do you do when that happens? Nothing. You don't put it back on. There's nothing you can do. But when you have a badge on your garment, in the event that it falls off and you're afraid of the master, what you typically do is you put the badge on your shoulder. That is the procedure. That's what it says in the guidebook. If you have a badge around your neck and it falls off, no, leave it on the floor. Uncle Sam will buy you a brand new identification dog tag. But when the badge is on your lapel, it's on your garment, if it falls off, there's a code of conduct. There's a rule, you're supposed to put it on your shoulder. Good?
Yeah, so there's an exception. Even though the master made it and he's afraid of the master, it might fall off and he'll start to do things.
Then a chil Shabbos.
That makes the emblem.
A chil Shabbos. Gemara says, the Avalei Rabbi will fall off, Mirtas. He'll be afraid of the master. Mikapolei, he'll fold it. He'll go put on his shoulder. If a menschala, he goes out with a with a talis that is folded on the shoulder, chayiv chatas. V'chicha d'amar Shmuel d'Rav Chinuna bar Shila, kulu rabbanon d'beresh kolusa loylifku b'besar b'lib chasime. No one should go out on the Holy Shabbos with their garment. No one should go out on Shabbos with their talis that are folded. Okay, in the Reish Gelusa, badges, they had emblems, right? They were from the Reish Gelusa, they had emblems. They should not go out with the talis that are chasumas. Why? Except Lebar Minach, except for you. You, Rabbi Chinuna Bar Shila, why? Leikabdi Aloch Debe Reish Gelusa. You're the only one that's not afraid. You're the only one that they're not going to be mocking. They catch you that identity. Today you go out in the street, you don't have a mask. They give you $1,000 ticket. If you don't have
how exactly is that emblem secure to the garment?
How is it secure? Doesn't matter how it's secure.
Well, obviously.
It, pins. I don't know.
Today people have emblems that are sewn in.
So you want to say that today it's different because it's sewn in? You're right. L'chor, these emblems were able to remove them. Even today in the army.
These emblems were made of clay or earthenware. They would shatter if they fell off a garment. So,
how are they secured to the garment?
Well sewn in, wasn't sewn in.
Somehow there was not such a good, it wasn't secure so well. And that's why they were concerned that it may come to fall. So therefore, he was the only one that was not afraid of the Reish Gelusa. If the Reish Gelusa would find him in the street without his badge, nothing would happen to him. He would be A-okay. But everyone else would be afraid. So everyone else, there's a concern they may come to carry. Now, what's the carrying of the other people? What's the concern? The concern is, Rashi explains, this is not what we said before. Before we said you can take it over because you don't want to show it. Over here, the concern is, Rashi, look at the Rashi, in their garments, chasim, with their emblem. That exact reason. If it falls off, they're going to put it on their shoulder. Okay, the Zel Bazach. The issue over here is, it's a little bit complicated. Until now, the Gemara in the Hava, we thought you're going to take it because you're embarrassed. You don't want to show. The Gemara didn't abandon that answer. The Gemara did not like that answer. The Gemara was giving a new Mahalach. The reason why you got to take it off, the reason why is because, no, I'm sorry, that answer remains. That answer remains. If let's review. Okay, very quickly. If the badge was made by the slave, meaning that the master said, listen, I'm not going to waste money to go make badges. You make your own badge. In that instance, you set a tone that you're not so makbid. In that case, a slave may never go out on Shabbos wearing his badge because of social pressure. He may come in contact with other fellow human beings who are not slaves, and he'll be embarrassed to reveal that he is a slave. You are not a slave. I am a slave. So what will he do? He will take it off. He'll go and he'll put it in his pocket. He'll carry it. So therefore, if a slave made the badge by himself, the master allowed him to manufacture his own badge, under no circumstance can you take the badge out into the street on Shabbos because of the real concern you'll come to remove it. However, If the badge was made
by the master,
so generally it's going to be permitted. It's because you're not going to take it off no matter what. However, there's a nayazach. Sometimes the badges are secured not by a chain, but they're clamped into your lapel or into your shirt, whatever it is, like a sergeant in an army, like in the modern day army. And then there's a concern that maybe it's going to fall off. And if it falls off, what are you going to do? You're going to take it from the ground and you're going to put it on your shoulder. And you put it on your shoulder, that's chil Shabbos, because that's not secure. That's called carrying. So that becomes a very big issue. And l'mayin afkinina, there's a mayin shachayu d'reish kalusa. Everyone there had a badge, secured a cloth on their garment. And they were told they may not wear it on Shabbos because they're so petrified of the Reish Gelusa. If the badge would fall off, they will put it on their shoulder because they want to make sure that they are seen before the Reish Gelusa wearing the badge. the only one that there was no concern with.
He says a little bit different. He says that if the badge will fall off, you'll hide with your coat the place where the badge was supposed to be, and that folding is usher. It's not that you're going to enwrap the badge inside the cloak, but you're just...
You're right. I made a mistake. You're right.
You're going to wrap the talis.
You're right. That's what Rashi really says. You're right. Dvarim shamarti lochem toho sen biyadi. It's gross ignorance. You're right, but it's a Rashi. As Rashi really says. Rashi says, "Why will the Chatal Shal also the Gedish Shalom Yireh Mekayim Chachoisam, v'lo Yavinu Shenofal, v'dami Atalis Al Ksefer Kemasoid Memel Dad Nivu the Talis." It's a like a burden. Here, this shows no Yalachol Lemaisa. What's Yalachol Lemaisa? It's a very big dilemma. Yalachol Lemaisa. Are you allowed to wear a jacket over your shoulders? All the Yeshiva Bachrim, okay, they like to do this. They wear the jacket over their shoulders, without putting their hands in the sleeves.
You don't mean like this. You mean just like this.
Right. To put over you, so you're allowed to do that. So this is a big machloikis apoyskim. Is it cool? Is mamash this come over here? Are we a part of the garment that's serving no function? The sleeves are serving no function. Okay, the sleeves are serving no function. Okay, that's the dilemma.
But that's nothing to do with this. Serving no function.
What?
This has to do with folding.
It's the same principle. Madach, when you're wearing the garment, mamish. Okay, if I'm mamish wearing my garment, and I'm supposed to have a badge, and I go and I fold a part of my garment over itself in order to hide the place where the badge was meant to be, that's called carrying, because that fold of the garment serves no function. Alachas, kama v'kama. If I take my jacket and I drape it over my shoulders, and I don't put my hands into the sleeves, so what are the sleeves? The sleeves are just dangling in the wind. So certainly that's going to be called a masoi. I'm sure Lima, what do you say about the shaila?
I'm listening to it. I'm listening.
What do you say? What do you do? What's your minute? Let's ask Rav Daniel Meir. What do you say about the shaila? You allowed to wear a jacket over your shoulder and let the sleeves hang out loose on Shabbos.
The
Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.
It's
definitely is.
What does it have anything to do with this Gemara?
I told you what has to do with this Gemara. You don't listen. Because Madach, when you're wearing a jacket, and there's supposed to be a badge on your jacket. And the Gemara says, I fold the garment, a shtickle, like this. According to the Gemara, if I'm supposed to have a badge, right? Badge. You walk into Shmiv and Shul. Spink. I go and I take my shirt and I fold it over, right? Like this. So no one should see that I'm missing the badge. The Gemara says, Chil Shabbos. Because this shtickle piece of the garment that's doing nothing, it's just being folded over. Alachas, kama v'kama, ben b'noi shel kal v'chomer, and I drape a jacket over my shoulders, and I let the sleeves, what are the sleeves, what function are the sleeves serving? Certainly should be called Chil Shabbos. What's so hard to understand? Got it? Right, the next Gemara.
Okay, you mean it's mas, at the bottom line, it's a derisa of caring.
Set. Bottom line, it's also. Weiter. Gufa. Amar Shmuel.
Because he's carrying.
Chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos. Weiter. Gufa. Amar Shmuel. Yoitza. I've been chasing Mishra B'Savodah. I've been chasing Mishra B'Chasusa. Okay. Chasin is Gemara again. Here the Gemara says, a slave may go out with the chasam. Shabbat Savodah. I've been chasing Mishra B'Chasusa. Tainam Yachi. Yoitza. I've been chasing Shabbat Savodah. I've been chasing Mishra B'Chasusa. Next, Udimino ever stira. Stira. Lo yeto ever. Loy bechaisam shabbat savor of lebechaisam shabbat chusai. Vizevize. Now, this is a sign. Allah has done a yarosigya. Vizevize. Ain mekabalim tumma. These items are not mekabal tumma. Why? Because it's not called a tachshit. It's not called a kli. In order for something mekabal tumma, it has to be either a utensil or a tachshit. Tachshit may not necessarily be a receptacle, but it has to be an ornament. A badge is not an ornament. It's a disgraceful here, Chiddush. Hello, it's a disgraceful sign to have an ornament. Okay, it's disgraceful to have an ornament. It's not called a tachshit. It's not called a kli. Memela, a slave may not go on Shabbos wearing this. Next, v'lo yetze bizug shebet savoroi. Likewise, a slave may not, you know, Likewise, a slave may not go with a zugabel shebet savaroi. You won't know where he is. It's like a GPS tracker. Okay, are you allowed to go out? Is a criminal allowed to go out on Shabbos with a GPS ankle bracelet? Yeah, they have gefelch shilas today. Pil rachmon l'slan, they got know him, and they let them go
is
home.
This bell with the bell with the ringer in between. We learned before that you can't wear that thing inside the bell.
Oh, so you're asking a shilah. Let's say there's no clapper inside.
Right, is there a clapper in
this? Lo yed say bezug. It doesn't say. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, explain. Let's see. Let's go weiter. Next. But these are tachshitin in the kabel tumah. An animal is forbidden, no matter what. Okay, but an animal. I lost the place over here. There's a lot of noise here. What's going on over here? Who's making all the noise here? Avishol Lehman, are you making the noise? There's a lot of noise coming.
No noise from me here. No noise here, my friend.
No noise? So how come we hear so much noise?
There's a lot of peep going on over here. Nobody here.
I don't have anyone else but you. Should I put on mute? Try to put on mute. See what happens. Put on mute. *6. Do *6. Let's see what happens. Press *6. Now it's good. Now there's no noise. The noise is coming from you. There's something going on over there. There's something going on with your phone. Are you using the phone at the same time? Are you texting?
Okay, I'll keep it on mute. Bye.
Okay, but talk. But I want you to talk up still to protect us. I need you to protect us from ourselves. You know, Shlomi gets carried away sometimes. He likes the battle. If you're not going to speak up, then what's going to happen over here? Weiter. Tainam Yochi. Next, now we go to the case of the zug. You can't go with the zug around your neck, but you can't go with the zug on your clothing. A person can do so. Next. Okay? When it comes to an animal, every single scenario is aser. Vita. Lema. So lema ha de avar le rabbi ha de avar ilan avsha. So if we have a stira, we have a contradiction. The point over here is we want to make over a contradiction between the two brises. When it comes to the halacha of wearing a choysam, one says that it's mutter and one says that it's also for the slave. We have a contradiction with regard to the beginning of the brisa. When it comes to the choysam, the Gemara says lema ha de avar. Give the classic answer that when the master makes it, it's permitted because you're mirsas. But when you make it, it's going to be forbidden. Lay mahad yavale rabbi had yavale yulanavshe. Loi, not the pshat. Idi vi idi the avale rabbi. So what's then if the Rebbe made it should always be mutter? The kamashal mateches, the kamashal tit. Even though the Rebbe made it, even though the Rebbe, therefore you would think that it should be mutter, because you're going to be afraid. What's the nafmina? Metal versus clay. What? Chodav nachman amar barhua. The Barvua, Dover Hamakbidal of Rabbi, Ain Yoitzin Boy, Dover Shain Makbidal of Ra'alov Yoitzin Boy. In other words, the master is not Makbid on clay. He doesn't care so much. If it gets lost, Dover Makbidal of Rabbi, Rashi says it's the opposite. Look at Rashi, Dover Makbidal of Rabbi, Im Yoivat Lo Yeitze. The Mivsak Mai Sila, you're going to bring it. Okay, so here we're going to a new Zach. You're going to bring it home with you. You're not going to reattach it. You're going to take it and you're going to carry it home into your house. You're going to carry it. Okay? You're going to carry it into your house. But let's say it's made from clay and it falls off, then you couldn't care less. You're not going to carry it back home. Okay, so here we're not discussing the case of folding your garment to hide the location. In this bryso, so we're giving a whole different answer. We have two brysos which contradict one another, and we're giving this answer. How do we know that this must be the good answer? That we said that it's stuck in the kabel tumah, in the case that it says that it's going to be permitted to go out into the street wearing this badge, because it says that it's not mekabel tumah. If we're discussing clay, that's why it's not mekabel tumah. If it's going with metal, and metal, it says that it's not mekabel tumah. That's the chiddush. We have to go bring out a point that it's bedavka this that's not mekabel tumah. But ordinarily, it is mekabel tumah. In other words, both brysos say that they're not mekabel tumah. The only difference between brysos number one and brysos number two is if you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. But both brysos agree that they are not mekabel tumah. Now, why would it be even necessary to say that a piece of metal is not mekabel tumah? The answer is because ordinarily metal is mekabel tumah. And here we come to teach you that this type of metal is not mekabel tumah. But if you go and tell me you're dealing with clay, clay anyway is not mekabel tumah. So there's no additional chiddush in telling me that a badge made from clay is not mekabel tumah. It's so simplistic. So it has to be the brayso that says it's not mekabel tumah, it's just metal. And even though it's not mekabel tumah, even though it's a chiddush, it's metal, which ordinarily you would think is mekabel tumah, but here it's not mekabel tumah. So you would think, but since it's metal, the master is makbid alav because it's expensive. He doesn't want you throwing it into the garbage, and therefore you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos because it may fall off. And if it falls off, you're going to carry it back home on Shabbos. Elia Marta at Bishal Tit Tnan, Hani Globe Kabotoma, Hakam Didu Mikabotoma, Hotanya, Ain Avoni Avonim, Clay Gilolim, Stone, and Clay Gilolim made from Gilolim. What's Gilolim? Gilolim means one of two things. It means dung. It means excrement. Could you imagine drinking a cup of coffee from the waste of an animal? Shalom, did you ever do that? Did you ever, once in your life, have a cup of coffee from the cup of that was produced from the waste of an animal? Maybe Chazal knew something we did not know. Maybe there's some type of good nutrients and enzymes in this clay gilolim that could save us, can boost our immune system from the deadly diseases out there in the world. Or maybe when it says gilolim, it doesn't mean waste from animals, it means marble, those things that come out of the head. There's a lot of them out there. Marble is so cheap because so many people have taken it out of their head and abandoned it on the street. Vita. It must be metal. Vita. Omar. We learned in passing. Why now with the zug shabbos around the neck? Dilma mivsak, it'll fall off. Osla suye, you're going to carry it. Ebaze zug shabbos susanami lecho shilma mivsak osla suye. So what's the chil between the bell? The bell is motor, but the identity, the badge is also. So what's the chilik? Maybe it's gonna snap. The leash around your neck is gonna snap. You come to carry it. The Gemara says hachamai skinon demicho le. Bei mumcha, the case here is going where it was woven. Rashi says she'orag bebigdoy v'sula mivsek. It's not going to fall out. Uchadav chuna bered of Yeshua. Do you remember Yeshua? Kol she'orag le'gazu. When it says the bell is permitted, it means the bells are actually woven into your garments. If you have bells woven into your garments, you go on Shabbos, there's no concern if it's Oruk. It's as if it's mamish part of the garment itself. Next, we learned in the Mishnah, Amamar, Lo, Seitze, Behemo, Lo, Bechoysom. We learned in passing that an animal may not go with the Choysom, Shabbos, Savar, Vele, Choysom, Shabbos, Susa, Vele, Bezug, Shabbos, Savar, Vele, Bezug, Shabbos, Susa, Vele, Bezug, Shabbos, Susa, Vele, Bezug, we've done the whole long list of it, the whole long list, and it's awesome. Animals, we have discriminatory rules against animals. We're going to discriminate. Animals are lower part of society, and they may not go with anything. And not only that, these things are not called kalim. Really, how can you discriminate against these poor creatures and declare that the bells that they wear do not have any kedusha? How come there's a Lincoln bell? You know, Abraham Lincoln, he freed the slaves. When the slaves, they used to have bells around their neck. When he freed the slaves, he took all their bells and he made a big bell. Made a big bell out of all the little bells because he freed them. All the slaves used to have bells around their neck. And when he freed them, they abandoned their bells. So he took all the bells and made a groisse bell. A groisse bell. You know that? I'll sell you the Brooklyn Bridge if you want. $5. $5. Any takers? We have a stira. Really, zug shall behema tamei. It's tamei. The gemara is v'shal deles tahira. The zug on the door is tahira. Why? Why is the bell on the door tahira? The gemara says because it's mechubal karka. The reason why the bell is because a deles mechubal karka mimela. Anything mechubal karka is not mechubal, but the bell on the animal is mechubal. We have a stira. One place it says the bell is not mekabel tumah, but it says it's mekabel tumah. So Baruch says, let's say shaldeles v'asol behema. Then Tommy, let's say you went and you ripped the bell off the bias and you put the bell on the animal, then it's mekabel tumah because now you made it in the mechubar. Let's say vice versa, shal behema, shasol delas, alpi sheyichibul delas, ukub b'mis merim, Tommy. Why? Shekol akelim yardim le'tumasan b'machshava. Okay, emerging chesed is that if I take the bell off the animal and I take it and took it to the house and I bang it into the door and now it's going to be a bell to open up the door, it does not matter. It remains tummy. Why? Because since once upon a time it devolved upon the bell a potential to be mekabel tummy because it was a kli that was not mechubal karka, that is metaltalin. Even though now I attach it to the karka, it doesn't matter. It maintains the status quo of being susceptible to tumah until I do a physical maisa to the bell itself to change it. And as long as the bell itself remains pristine, the same exact way it was when it was dangling on the neck of the animal, just because I attached it with crazy glue to a nail, to the door, it doesn't matter. It's going to retain the shame tumah. So we have a stira. The point over here is we see beferish in the braisa that a bell is mekabel tumah, and we learn the bell is not mekabel tumah. We have a stira lekasha called the islay the bell of an animal. Here it says beferish the bell of an animal is mekabel tumah. It's so mekabel tumah. It's so much mekabel tumah ad kedekach it's even mekabel tumah when you attach to the door. The Gemara answers like Kasha. Don't get worked up about this, Shlemi. Ha de isle inbol, ha de les le inbol. You see, Shlemi was Mechamed the Gemara, Shlemi was Mechamed from 17 years ago. And there are two types of bells. There's a bell that has a clapper, and a bell that doesn't have a clapper. When the bell has a clapper, then that is going to be called a utensil. That is a utensil. When that makes noise, when the bell of the animal makes noise, it's a kli. It has a tafkin in this felt to make noise. But when there is no noise, then it's going to be mutter. Vaita. Fakti manav shach, manav shach. Imanuhu. Doesn't make sense. Manav shach, imanuhu. It's going to be utensil. Afal pi, the less lay inbil. The even though there is no clapper, the e lav manuhu. Inbil mashvile mone. If it's not called the utensil, just because you have a clapper, the over here has a very low opinion of a clapper. Here, Shlemi, the clapper doesn't make the difference. What makes it is the bell. The Gemara says, in yes, whoever told you the clapper is such an insignificant part? The clapper has such significance, it can totally transmogrifies the koyach of the bell. The Gemara says, in yes, you could have Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amr Rabbi Yonasan, the Amr Rabbi Shmuel Nachmani, Rabbi Yonasan, Minan Shem, Lamashmi Kobach, Matoches, Shutame. How do you know? How do you know? How do you know this halacha, Shlemi? Shemashmiya. Koil b'chlei matoches. Shutame. That a person causes a sound to be heard in the metal, that's shutame. Shenema koldova shayovo ish tavibo ish. Afilu dibur yovibo ish. It says kol davar. And this a classic halacha. The word davar is always darshan dibur. Anything which makes sound. And notice dibur here does not even mean actual words. It means music. It means sound. That is sufficient. Called davar shayovo ish. The pasuk indicates it needs to go into the mikvah. And me needs to go into, needs to hara. That's the Gemara's drasha, okay? So the Gemara is still not satisfied. The Mayo Kimto, have you said sign in Bidlasa Inbil? When is it not Mikabel Toma? When there is no clapper. Ema Mitziasa. Look at the middle. Veloi Bizug Shebet Savoroi. The animal may not go out with a bell on the neck. What? Veloi Bizug Shebet Savoroi. The slave. Okay. Ema mitziasa by the slave le mezug shebet savoroi avol yaitzu mezug shebet chsusoi v'ze v'ze mekabum toma v'ib the lesli inbil. If we're going to be consistent that there is no clapper ki mekable toma is it mekable toma, but then we just say that there's no clapper zamekam toma. Maybe we have a stira ha'oyseh zogin le'machtesh, this person who makes bells le'machteshes, which means that they. No, this means for the Ketores. Hoarder, what'd you say?
Mortar.
The mortar. What mortar? We're talking over here about the Ketores.
Mortar and a pestle, used for grinding spices.
The Ketores, the Salmonia Ketores. What does it say in the Mishnah? Say in Davening. Melamed Shakoil Yofel Labisanim. Coil is good when you hear sound. So they would go make a bell. In order that they should be sound when they prepare, So what is halacha? What is the halacha? It says, or larisa, the larisa. What does that mean? A child should go to sleep, a lullaby, to make the child go to sleep, or limit pechais, or they made bells as covers for svarim to beautify. In other words, the children should know it's time to learn. When you would come to shul, the Rebbe would come to shul, the Rebbe had bells, you have a shazach, had bells around his sefer. The Rebbe has his teaching book, and the teaching book is adorned with bells. And the purpose that when the Rebbe comes to cheder, the bells ring, and the kinderlach know that the Rebbe is here, and it's time to come to shir. That's limit b'chayis tinoikais. So the rule is im yesh lachem inbil mitamim mein lachem inbil tohirin. Nilu, let's say inbil lehen. Let's say the clapper falls off. Adayin etimehen atumas nalehen. The tumah remains. So what do we have over here? We have over here even a bell. Now the raya over here is the bell of an adam. The Gemara wants to bring a raya. What's the raya here? The raya over here is the tinoikais. That's the ki raya. The Kindelach, the Rebbe has a Sefer. And the Sefer of the Rebbe is decorated or is preserved, it's covered with bells. So that when the Rebbe comes to shear, the bells ring. This is equivalent to the bell that goes around the slave. What does the bell that goes around the neck of a slave have in common with the bell that goes around the Sefer of the Rebbe? They're both for the purpose of human beings. Whereas the other bells that we learned for the Samimonim, that's not for a human being. That bell was made for the Ketores. The Ketores is an inanimate object. The second example was for the child, the baby, Larissa. Okay, Larissa means the baby. The baby should sleep, and also that's not called a human being. Sounding human being, a baby is not yet mature enough that he should appreciate the significance of the bell. But at least the bell that the Rebbe had to get the children together, that we consider to be equivalent to the bell of a slave. They both have in common that it's human being. What does it say? It says in the finishing price that when the bell does not have a clapper, even though there is no clapper, it still retains the tumah. Because since once upon a time it didn't have a clapper, even though the clapper fell out, it remains with the koyach of tumah. Okay, that's the kasha. So Nachum also, so it's a nidlu in b'leim adayin to nidlu in b'leim adayin to mos and aleihem. The tumah remains, and we don't say so. The tumah remains even when. So we learn over here. Sha'av, I'm reading from the parish. Sha'av zug also b'met pachas. Sha'tinigas shum zug lam adam. The kol shekain. The call she'ain le inbil ain le mekabel tuma that v'zis so yisil l'mashav yeshu l'vaisa. I'm reading from the parish. She'amra she'zug shel adam mekabel tuma bezug she'ain b'sesekeh. That's the point. Let's clarify this point. What does it say here? That it says that the only time that the bell that is used by the Rebbe for the tinoika is mekabel tuma is only when the originally made with a clapper. But let's say the bell the Rebbe has was not originally made with a clapper. It's not mekabel tuma. Yet we learned in the Braisa that when it comes to the slave, even zev zeh mekabel tuma, even a bell that does not have a clapper inside is mekabel tuma. We have a stira. When it comes to the tinoikos, the rule is the bell is not mekabel tuma if the clapper is missing l'chatchila. If there's a clapper, of course it's mekabel tuma. Even if now there is no clapper, once upon a time there was a clapper, it is mekabel tuma. But if the bell never had a clapper, then it's not mekabel tuma. And here it says that it is mekabel tuma. So how do we answer this stira? The Gemara says, Hanimile bezug litinoig dilakola avidile aval zug godol tachshed hule afal gav the lesley in bill. The Gemara, we are splitting hairs. The Gemara is differentiating between two different types of bells. There's the bell of the kindelach. The bells that the Rebbe used for the kindelach, the primary purpose is to make noise so that the children should know the Rebbe is here, it's time to learn Torah. So that bell in a chanami, if that bell is missing the clapper, it's not mekabel tuma. But the bell that's going to be mekabel tuma, no matter what, even if it's not going to have a clapper, it's going to be the bell of a slave. Because a slave, it really doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference.
It's an ornament.
The male is mekabel tuma no matter what. Right, Omar. We learned in passing, nitlu in b'leihem adayin to mosen aleihem. Why? When it comes to the kindelach, if the clapper is removed, it's still going to become the malamalamaychal. What does it say for the more answer? I'm a baya. Hoyel shahed yet yochol lahachziroi. You know why? Because it's not really broken. Because when something breaks, it's a very important thing. It's boine machir patish. This is a halacha that carries through gan shas. If you're able to restore it to its original state through an easy act that does not require any skill, it's as if already it was done. Good? Meisiv Rava. In Bil Chibur. We have a halacha that the inbil is called a chibur. What is it called a chibur? And if the bell becomes tamei, this is a law in Hilchos Kalim. Yeah? In Hilchos Kalim, that if the bell becomes tamei, automatically the clapper becomes tamei. It's one zach. It's going to go to the chibur. So what do we say? What's going to be the question? The fact that it says it's called a chibur, it's mashma, dafka, when it's there, is the called one. But if it falls off, then it's no longer called a bell. So therefore, we want to suggest that based on the language, it's a very, very fine point in the kasha. We want to suggest, since it says the bell and the clapper is called a chibur, it is mashma. It's only a chibur when the clapper is present. But if the clapper falls away, it's no longer tameh. And we just said one line ago that a bell is mekabel tuma even when it no longer has a clapper, as long as once upon a time it has a clapper. The choice of word, the deek of the Gemara is based upon the choice of word chibur. Chibur is a very powerful word. And the Gemara suggested the connotation of chibur is teaching us that it has to be only when it's attached. Let us see the words of Rashi. Look at the words of Rashi. Rashi says, important Rashi, Azura is a vachibin bol chibur. Geshen yachat, harein kliyachat, nidmo zeh, hizal zeh, tor, Zarzev, it came to Korle Chibur. Okay, the key word is Chibur. Shma Amino Adachi Nifridu, have a Kli Shnitl Mitzosai. Once one part goes away, it's like it's been detached. V'avagav Dehadir Yochol HaChziroi. Even though it can easily be attached. You just told me that it can be easily be attached. It doesn't take away. V'avagav Dehadir Yochol HaChziroi. Kol Kamdu Lo Doyar Adre. Lav Sholim. It's not complete. We have a Kasha. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a Kasha. Omer Abaya Hoyl Shehed Yoit. The Gemara answers. Maybe Hagufa, maybe you go to me over here. No, that's Taka, not what it means in the Braisa. And the Braisa means that if you have Taka, a bell, and a clapper, and the clapper is not attached, it's Ki'ilu it was attached, and the Mela, the clapper will become Tame automatically, even though it's not attached. That's a pretty Chiddush. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, V'chi teima, d'hai chibur d'kamar hachi kamar, the first word on Rashi. Ha, afilu mifuradim karin lechibur, v'yasol liashminon, d'im nisbardu mishenitmu, loy alu mitu masan. And it's teaching you that is exactly what it means, that if you have, it means, that's exactly to what we're learning now in our Braisa, that if you have a bell with a clapper, and it becomes tameh, and then you remove the clapper, it's chibur. It's as if the clapper is still attached in regard to the fact that it retains the tumah. If once upon a time you had the bell and the clapper, and it became tumah, there's no question it's tumah. Now you remove the clapper, so you may suggest that it's no longer called a utensil. And if it's no longer called a utensil, the tumah disappears, it dissipates. Kamash Mulan Chibur. That even when the clapper is detached, it's like it's Mechubur regarding this halacha that the tumah does not depart. The tumah remains standing firm and strong. Kamash Mulan, no. Kamash Mulan. We don't say that. V'chi teima, maybe that's what it means over here. The avakav the mechubar, command the chubar, the tumor remains. Don't say that, because we are tanya on the braisa. Mispoyres shel perakim. This is the famous sugya of the barber. Okay, did you go? When was the last time Shlomi went to the barber? How did he get a haircut? When was the last time? I gave my haircut myself now. I already did it twice. I gave myself a haircut twice. Can you tell?
Barber comes to visit the house.
Yeah, who? You let him in? You let him into the house?
They don't.
My sister won't. My sister doesn't even let me into the house. She doesn't let me into the house. Tomei Yikra. What? I do it myself. I bought a device. I do it myself now. I'm never going to a barber again. V'yotanya misparishal perakim. Yeah, you have a scissor made of parts. The Ismail shall rehitni. The Ismail is the blade of the planer. Chibur l'toma. V'ein hazoya. V'ein chibur l'hazoya. And what does that mean? It's a chibur l'toma, but it's not a chibur l'hazoya. What does that mean? The Amrina, what does it mean? Manavshach. I chibur hu. If the two parts of the scissors and the blade. The blade and the actual tool. Manavshach. Ichiburhu, if they're considered to be attached, I feel lin hazah. So when I sprinkle upon one, if we learn the word simply, it means if I sprinkle, that it's called a chibur, means if I sprinkle upon one, it automatically counts for the other. If the scissor was an elhames, and I sprinkle on one part of the scissor, but it should automatically count for the other part. If I sprinkle upon the blade, then the planer also should become tar from the paraduma water. Is that what it means? If it's not called chibur, afilin to nami loy. Over here is a chibur, it's called a chibur litum, but it's not a chibur hazah, which seems to imply that if one part gets tameh, the other part also gets tameh. But if I come to metaher it, and I metaher one part, the other part doesn't get tar. Man of shach, it's all or nothing. And for the Gemara v'yamaraba, Davar Dvar Torah Bishas Malacha Chibur Ben Lutoma Ben Lahazah. So he's saying a Merdi Gavard over here. And when you're actually involved in cutting the guy's head off, then if one part becomes Tameh, the other part becomes Tameh. If one part gets Hazal, the other part gets Hazal, B'shas Melacha, when it's not B'shas Melacha, then the gazru al tuma shloim b'shas melacha. The gazru al tuma the machmir. That if you're not doing melacha and one part tuma touches one part or the other part, the gazru al tuma shloim b'shas melacha mishum tuma shi b'shas melacha. And likewise, the gazru hazashi b'shas melacha to be machmir mishum hazash shloim b'shas melacha. So what's the Gemara's kasha? What's the Gemara's kasha? It comes out that the word chibur in this context means what? It means the mechubur entirely. The word chibur here means on the moment when the mechubur. In this brisa, we use the word chibur. The way the word chibur is that when it has to be physically attached. They're physically attached. And the whole issue over here is it b'shas melacha? Is it not b'shas melacha? But the word chibur means it's physically attached. If that's the case, back with the original kasha, that the word chibur, how can you say that if you detach one, that if you detach the blade, the clapper, it's no longer, it remains in a state of tumah? It's not true. It's not true. Once you detach the clapper, the tumah should depart. Because we see that the only time we say tumah remains when it's mamish chibur. And don't give me a lum this. Chibur means that, chibur means ki'ilu it's mechubur. You see from the braisa that the word chibur does not mean ki'ilu it's mechubur. You see the word chibur means mamish physically attached. So the Gemara says, El Amar Rav says the answer. We're going to stop over the answer. What's the answer? The answer over here is, Choyal v'roy lahakishay agavi cheres. The Gemara says, you're right. The reason why when you detach the inbuilt, it remains tumah, is because you can still use the bell to make noise without the clapper. That's the chiddush. Itmar Nami, Amar Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, Choyel v'roy lahakish al gabi cheres. You can bang the bell without the clapper on a piece of cheres and it's going to make noise. So the words, let's go through the steps, the last two steps. The last steps with the words of kasha. It's literally the word chibur. And the way the word chibur was used in the other brayse indicates that it has to be only when it's attached is the mekabel tumah. When it's detached, the tumah goes away. And don't give me any lomdusha answer that it's not true that we have a lomdusha way. The chibur does not necessarily mean attached. Because we have another brayse where in that brayse is clearly defined, the chibur means attached. So back with the kasha, we have a stira. Because if we remove the clapper, then the bell should not be mekabel tumah. Yet it says in the Braisa that even if you move the clapper, the bell is still continues in Mekabel Tumah. And the Gemara's answer is, bells are not the same like other instruments. Don't compare a bell to a pair of scissors to the case of a Rehidni, of a planer. Bells are unique because the emes, a bell does not need a clapper. A bell can make noise if you bang the bell in a piece of cheres. It also makes noise. So it's also functional. If it's functional, that's why it's mekabel tumah without the clapper. Unlike the scissors and the rehidni, which are totally worthless and helpless and pathetically inept and unproductive and lazy and good for nothing, shemil shemazel, can't do a thing. That's the case of the scissors and the rehidni, because each one needs it. It's like the daf yomi. Without shloim, without you, what could I do? I wouldn't learn a daf yomi without you. It's like scissors. The daf yomi is like scissors. You need the other guy on the other end of the spectrum to help you learn the daf. If you don't have him, a garnished. This is not like the case of a bell. A bell, you don't need anyone else. You can learn on your own. You can just give a zetz on the table, on the klicheres, and the bell will make noise. But the daf yomi is like the mispires. It's like the rehidni. If you separate one part of the blade from the other, if you separate the blade from the rehidni, garnished. Okay, that's the musa. Okay, look at Yitzhol Lim, he's clapping. He's clapping. I love that. How did you do that? You clap. He was clapping on the screen. You see that Shlomi? He knows how to clap. He was clapping his hands on the screen. Amazing. That was really cool.
It's the clapper.
That was really cool. Okay, boys, it's late. Have a wonderful night. Good night. See you Mishim tomorrow at 9, at 8:30. Have a wonderful evening. A great Shikoyach to you. Thank you for learning with me. A gute Nacht. Shlomi, you like the cheers thing I sent you?